It's Friday, the 22nd of July, and it's 10:20 a.m. Long lie in bed. Decent night's sleep, actually, because the night before, when we had to have the early rise at 4:30 to go to a new car boot for us, I hardly slept that night at all, so I got out of bed at 4:30. Actually glad to get out of bed at that time, because I'd lay so many hours wakened trying to keep still and trying to get over to sleep again. It was just a horrible night, so I was really glad that last night I got a really good sleep, even though I was up about 4 times. These toilet breaks of mine are becoming yes, it's been a wee bit of a nuisance for a while, but now, anyway. It's an overcast morning, but it's mild. I'm not quite sure what the temperature is, because my body still feels sweaty. And that's not just from a hot shower, which I came out of quite a wee while ago. Finally getting round to beating off this horrible period of ill health, the cold and flu virus combo. I still get the odd wee cold shiver in my back, even though it's warm, and I still feel that kind of clammy on my skin. It's not, certainly not due to clamminess in the air this morning, because there's quite a strong refreshing breeze and there's light drizzle in the air, so it's not that I'm stepping out into a clammy atmosphere, not at all. It's just my body's still obviously chasing off the remnants of those bloody bugs and viruses. Oh, so rest day today. Take it easy. Leave the car park, because all being well, if the weather's good, we'll do Bathgate, our own hometown one, tomorrow. But yesterday was a good day, actually, because it was a new venture for us away over in Cowdenbeath and Fife. Not a busy market, car boot, but decent enough, and always another option when the weather plays up with the weekend. But it turned into a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous day, and I remember at more than one point leaning against the side of the car, the sun beating down, and just thinking, this is absolutely wonderful, because the warmth and the healing aspects of the sun are penetrating my bones. So anyway, still got wee remnants of the cold, as I said. I still get the odd sniffle, the odd wee cough, and the dying throes of a cold flu virus combo. I think I'll go for a haircut today. Yeah, see, I just threw something in there, it's nothing to do with what I was talking about. Just to keep my mind. I feel up to going and get a wee bit like Samson, you know. He got his haircut in his weekend. I'm hoping that if I get my haircut, that it'll make me feel a wee bit more cheery, or if I use a certain English word, chipper, although I'd never use that word. So that drizzle this one, it's very, very light. It's just sort of a blowing in the wind. It's not, I know a song about that. It's actually lovely. It's just, I need to say, drizzling like a light spray on my skin, my forehead, my face, my arms. Pardon me, that came from, that caught me out, that one. So all I can say this morning is that I'm so pleased that I can't, you know, I was sitting thinking this morning before I went in the shower. No, I wasn't. I was in the shower. I was in the shower. And it came to me that a week ago, a week this morning, or a week today, I was in such a bad place in bed with a doctor leaning over the top of me. And felt like death a week ago. And here I'm standing here this morning, and it's all but gone. And I just totally appreciate good health. Absolutely. I suppose we take good health. Well, I never do. See, I was going to say something there, and it's not true, because I always take my health when I'm in good health. I never take it for granted. I always totally appreciate it. In fact, I pray every day for good health for myself and my wife. Just keep us in good health. Yeah, so you probably can hear the rain then, because the drizzle's gone. It's gone. So many rain songs coming through my head now. Very pleasant indeed. If it wasn't for the equipment I'm using, I probably just stand here. Well, maybe it would be very good to get the two wet if I've still got the rain. So, yeah, that should do it. That should do it. I'll put it to the back doorstep. Certainly taking that sweaty clamminess from my skin. Yes. Good health. Here's to good health. Slange you.